Today's shiur is Masechta Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Begins the Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel, Benoi, Shel Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Omer. Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, who we learned about in the last Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, says the following. Now, we have already touched on three Tanoim with the name of Rabban Gamliel. There are actually six or seven Tanoim with that name. But the three that we have learned about in Pirkei Avos, the first one was Rabban Gamliel, who was the son, Rabban Gamliel Hazokin, the son of Shimon, who was the son of Hillel. The second Rabban Gamliel we learned about was Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. That Rabban Gamliel was Rabban Gamliel of Yavne, and that we discussed in the last perek. And now we have the third Rabban Gamliel, who's actually the last of the Nesiim that are mentioned amongst the Tanoim that Rebbe quotes in his Mishnayos. And this Rabban Gamliel, as the Mishnah begins here, is the son of Rebbe, of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. We find the Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis tells us that before the death of Rebbe, he called in and he said, L'chachme Yisrael ani tzorech. I need the wise men of Israel. Nichnasu etzle Chachme Yisrael, the Chachme Yisrael entered, Amar Lahem, Shimon b'ni Chacham. Shimon, my son, is the Chacham. Gamliel b'ni Nasi. He will be the Nasi, the prince of Klal Yisrael. Amar Lahem, l'b'ni Katna Nitzar. He said to the Chachamim, I need my youngest son. Nichnas Reb Shimon etzle. So Reb Shimon came in. Masalai Sidri Chachmas, or Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi gave over to Rabbi Shimon, his son, the storim of Chachma, the different types of wisdom that there are found in the Torah. Omar Lohem, then Rabbi continued to say to the Chachmei Yisrael, Ibn Gorla Nitzarch, I need my oldest son. Nichnas Rabbi Gamliel Etzloi, Masalai Sidri Nasius. He gave him over the approaches to becoming the Nasi, Omar Loi, he said to his son, Rabban Gamliel, B'ni, my son, Nahag Nasiuscha B'ramim, carry your Nasius with, in Yiddish there's the word Stolz, with greatness, Zeroik Mora B'tamidim, and in order to maintain the aura, the awe of the Nasius, you have to throw fear into the Talmidim. Begins Rabban Gamliel, Yafa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Torah is very beautiful if it comes together with Derech Eretz. Now, what exactly does the word Derech Eretz mean? We find Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Hashem Yimkom Domei in Kibbutz Ma'amorim, quotes the Tosfos Yeshanim at the end of Yuma, who tells us a rule that whenever you have the word im, it means that the second item that's mentioned is more important than the first item. For example, there at the end of Yuma, the Gemara says, Tshuva im Yom HaKippurim is mechaper. And really, the most important part is the Yom Kippur, the Itzumoy Shel Yom. The Etzem Yom, the essence of Yom Kippur, is that it forgives on Chatoim. But however, one needs also Tshuva. So there is where the Tosfos Yeshanim tells us the rule is that im tells you that the second item that is mentioned is the most important. Ask Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Here, how could that be pshat? Yafa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. The pashut pshat in Derech Eretz is the way of the world. In other words, a parnasa. Could we say that a parnasa is more important than Torah? And that's why it's put second after the im? That we know, we've learned in the Mishnayos, Asei Torascha Kva Umalachtecha Aroi. Be permanent in Torah and make your work temporary. So we see that work is not as important as Torah. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says that the meaning of Derech Eretz in our mission is not a profession, it's not work, but rather Derech Eretz here refers to Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. This refers to Midos Tovos, to proper character traits, as we find in the Sefer Tomer Dvorah, which I heard from my Rebbe, the Mashgiach of Yeshivas Ner Yisrael, Rav David Kronglass Tzal. The Talmud Dvar asks the question, why don't we find that midos are mitzvos? And his answer is because midos are the yisod to Torah. They come before Torah. Derech eretz kodma la Torah. And that's why they're not counted as the mitzvos. They're so fundamental, so basic, that they form the very basis of all the taryag mitzvahs. And in that context, says Rabbi Chanan, that's pshat here in our Mishnah, Yafa Talmud Torah im derech eretz. Derech Eretz, the Midos Tovis, that's taka more important than Torah. That's the yisod of Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, it is well known that from these four words here, Torah im Derech Eretz, that became the Weltanschauung of Hagoyin Rab Samson Fol Hirsch Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And we would have to say that Lechora, he is learning Derech Eretz means a profession, a parnasa, a way to have a livelihood in this world. And we will have to say that he does not learn like the Tosfos Shanim at the end of Yuma, and that the word im does not make the second thing more important than the first thing, because Rav Hirsch consistently in his writings, of course, tells us that Torah is the main thing, and Derech Eretz has to be a handmaiden to a servant of Torah. And although Rav Boruch Ber Liebowitz Zecher Tzadik Levracha in Birchas Shmuel in Masechta Kedushin tells us that Hagoyin HaTzadik Rav Samson Fol Hirsch, his entire philosophy of Torah Derech Eretz was only a Hiroa Shah. It was only something that Rav Hirsch felt had to be done in order to save the Jews in Germany from becoming Reform and having them remain with Torah. But normally Rav Hirsch would not have espoused the philosophy of Torah Derech Eretz. However, it would l'chora seem from the writings of Rav Hirsch in Parshas Achri Mois and Vayikra that Rav Hirsch felt that this, in fact, was the proper Torah Welt Anschauung. Ayin Sham. Continues Rabban Gamliel, Yafa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz, sheyegia shneya mashkachas ovam. If you, we're going to learn now, not like Rabban Chanan, we'll learn that Derech Eretz means melacha, work. If you have the yegia of Torah and the yegia, the hard work of melacha, that prevents you from doing an avera. As the Bar Tanura explains, Torah, we know, is mateshes karech shalom, it weakens the power of a person, and melacha, hard work, breaks a person's body as well. And through both of these together, a person's Yetzirah is batel. The Meiri explains that if a person has Torah and he knows exactly what he has to do, the Torah teaches him a way of life, and then he's also has wealth, he's accumulated a parnasa, sustenance, so he doesn't have to steal from other people, he doesn't have to be jealous of other people. Says the Meiri, mitzad parnasa ain't tzarich l'shtamish b'tachbulos mirmi. He doesn't have to use trickery. Sharei marviach lachmim malachtoi. He has sustenance from his work. And the Rashi points out shemitarich shu loy meid va'isik b'tayru b'derech eretz l'sparneis einoy chay meid ve'einoy goyzul mamon acherim. Because he's learning and he has money from his parnasa, he's not jealous and he doesn't steal from others. So these two together are the best protection from a person doing an avera. And then one might ask, if Torah is so important, and by Torah Matesh Kar Shaladam, it will refrain a person from doing avera, so why doesn't he just learn? So on that, the Mishnah explains, V'chol Torah She'eni Ma Malacha, if Torah does not have Malacha, Seifa B'teil, the end will be the person will stop learning, V'goyreres Oven, and it will drag with it sin. Why? Because it says further in Perek Yigimel, Mishnah Yud Zayin, Im Ein Kemach Ein Torah. If there's no flour, if there's no sustenance, then eventually a person has to stop learning. He has to eke out a living. A person cannot sustain himself without food. And if he doesn't have the food, the end will be he'll have to use trickery and stealing and other averus in order to sustain himself. So the best way is Torah together with Malacha. And now Rabbi Gamliel says something to those who lead a tzibur, the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Our girsa in the Mishnah here is v'chol ha'amelim ha'matzibur, all those who toil with the congregation, and others have the girsa chol ha'oiskin ha'matzibur, whoever are busy with the tzibur, yu ha'amelim imoam l'shem shemayim. They should work hard with them, or they should be yu oiskim, according to the other girsa, for the sake of heaven. As the Rav explains, that they should not use this work with the tzibur as a crown of glory for themselves when they're successful. Let's say a president of a shul is successful in a campaign of building a new edifice, building a mikveh, a beis medrash, a new shul edifice. Once he's successful, he shouldn't tap himself on the back, look at what he has accomplished, because actually he hasn't accomplished this at all. As the Mishnah continues, Sheschus avoiso mizayatan. It's the schus avos of the tzibur that helped this leader, helped the president, the vice president, the board of trustees to bring this project to fruition. Vitzit kasam oimetzlat, and it is the merit of the past generations that stands forever, for eternity, and the merit of the generations that preceded us is what makes this venture successful, and not what the board and president of the shul worked so hard with the tzibur. But, says the Mishnah in conclusion, va'atem, and you, if, as the Rav points out, you will be osik l'shem shemayim, ma'ala ani aleichem schar harbei, I will raise to you great reward, ki'ilu asisem, as if you did this project on your own, as if there was no merit of the schus avos of the past generations. So l'chara, one could ask a question on this Mishnah, that the Mishnah raises the person to a height, and then it seems the Mishnah brings the person down, because the Mishnah concludes and says, va'atem mala ani aleichem schar harbei, I'm going to give you a lot of schar, and how much? We would have thought maybe even more than the people who are doing, who the tzibur who built the shul. No, ki'ilu asisem. It's as if it would be the merit of the board and the president. I'll give you equal, but I'm not going to give you more. And l'chora, I discussed this in my sefer, Oyer HaOyreis, we find that the Gemara tells us above a basra of Tesamet Aleph, and this is on Amud Kuf Lamed Zayin of the Sefer. Amar Rab Lazar, Gadol Hamaase Yoiser Min Oiser, that a person who causes another one to do a mitzvah, he's even greater than the person who did the mitzvah. So we would have thought that maybe the Mishnah here should conclude, Va'ate Mala Ani Aleichem Schar Harbei Yoiser Min Oiser, that you even get more schar. You caused the tzibur to build this shul, this new edifice. You get even more schar than the tzibur. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, ki'ilu asisim, as if you've done it. And then there is a question. In order to answer the first question, we're going to ask a second question, a contradiction, which my Rebbe, Rav David Kronglass, in the Hagdamah to his Sefer, Divrei David, points out that the chazal that we mentioned above, Abbasra Daf Tes, Gadol Hama'asa, if I cause you to do a mitzvah, I'm greater than the one who does it, seems to contradict the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Testament Beis, where the Gemara says, Kol ha-ma'ases chaveru l'dvar mitzvah, if I cause you to do a mitzvah, ma'alo alav ha-kasev, the Torah considers it ki'ilu aso, as if I've done the mitzvah. And where do I learn it from? From a pasuk in Bishalach, Perek Yudzayin, pasuk hey. The Hashem said to Moshe, Umatcha, your stick, Asher Ikisa by so you are, take your stick with which you hit the river. And the Gemara asked there in Sanhedrin, V'chi Moshe Yiko, did Moshe hit the river? Haloi Aaron Yiko. Moshe wasn't allowed to hit the river because he had to show appreciation, Akoras HaTov, to an inanimate object, the Nile River, that had saved him when he was thrown in the river. So he did not hit. It was Aaron. So how could Hashem say to Moshe, take the stick with which you, Moshe, hit the river? This teaches you, who was the one who told Aaron that he should hit the river? It was Moshe. So Moshe was the cause of Aaron hitting the river. Since Moshe caused Aaron to hit the river, so from here we learn out that if I cause you to do a mitzvah, it's as if I did the mitzvah myself, and that's why Hashem said to Moshe, take the stick with which you hit the yor. So here we have a contradiction. In Bava Basra Testament, Aleph Rablazer says, Gadol HaMa'asa Yoyser Min Oisa. If I cause you to do a mitzvah, it's even more than the one who does it. And here in Sanhedrin, Sadek Testament Beis, Rabbi Elazar tells us, no, that kol ha'ma'aseh chaver l'dvar mitzvah is malo lav ha'kosef ki ilu aso. And this is the name, Rabbi Avua says that in Sanhedrin Sadek Test. So simply you can learn it's machloikis, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Avua, is it equal, is it greater? But my Rebbe said a beautiful pshat. And he said the following. Let's take benching, for example. Somebody is non-religious, and a religious person spends hours being makarev, the non-religious person, bringing them close to Yiddishkeit, to Judaism. And after much effort, many days and nights of work and friendship and camaraderie, finally this person convinces the other person that after you eat, you should thank Hashem and bench. And the person finally says his first Birchas HaMazon, he benched. So for putting all the work in, as Rashi there explains, Toirech HaMaasim Es Chavareyim, the hard work that you put into the other person to cause them to bench, Gadol HaMaaseh Yoiser Min HaOiser. Then you even get more reward. When that person benches, you even get more reward than the person who benches. However, let's say you have two people, both of them are Yireyim Ushleimim, they want to bench, and Reuven is sitting next to Shimon, and they're eating. And suddenly Reuven sees Shimon getting up from the table and leaving, and he forgot to bench. So Reuven says, hey, Shimon, you forgot to bench. By saying those few words, you forgot to bench, and then Shimon says, oh, thanks for reminding me, and Shimon sits down and benches. Just for those four words, or don't forget to bench, or you forgot to bench, and then Shimon benches, then Reuven didn't put much work into it. He only said four words, but it's ki'ilu aso. And where do we learn that from? That's from Moshe and Aaron. When Moshe told Aaron to hit the river, he didn't have to convince Aaron. He didn't have to put in days and nights to convince Aaron. Just by telling him the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem wants you to hit the river, Aaron jumps up, runs to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For doing that, Moshe gets equal schar to Aaron. And it's as if Moshe did it. Now, based on this, we can explain our Mishnah. We ask the question, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah raises us up. We're thinking we're going to get tremendous schar. And then we have a letdown because all we get, Atem mala ni alechem schar harbe, how much? Kilu asisim, as if you did it. Why is it only as if you did it? Should it be I get even more schar? In fact, we're talking, as we said, the gears of our Mishnah is kol ha'amelim ha'matzibur. We're working hard, or even oiskim that gears. I'm oisik. I'm putting in a lot of hard work to get the tzibur to donate all the money and resources and wherewithal in order to create this edifice. So why do I only get kilu asisim? The answer is because, as we said before, the Mishnah tells us that it's the schus of the avos misayaton, which means the schus of the tzibur. Maybe it means even the schus of the oiskim, of the president and the board. It's the schus of their parents that caused this to be successful. But it's not the schus really of the president and the board. So on that, Hashem says, really you deserve nothing. But va'ate ma'alani alechem schar harbe, I'm still going to give you a lot of schar, but it's not going to be more than the people who donated all their wherewithal to create this edifice. It's going to be ki'ilu asisim. It's going to be as if you did it. I just wanted to add on what my Rebbe said, that it's possible that if a person doesn't even say anything, he just, let's say a person sits and benches the word slowly and with kavana and with intense concentration and doesn't do it rapidly, and another person, Rachel, does that, and Leah sees how Rachel does that, and Rachel doesn't even know that Leah is looking at her. And the way Rachel benches has a tremendous effect on Leah, and Leah sometimes perhaps was forgetting to bench or benching quickly, and now just by looking at the beautiful way that Rachel's benching, Leah decides, I want to bench like that. So I want to add on my Rebbe that even if you don't even say four words, even just by Leah looking at Rachel as a role model, when Leah later will bench like Rachel, Rachel will receive schar as if she benched whenever Leah benches, because she was a positive role model for Leah to emulate. And my colleague at the OU, Rabbi Zwicka, told me a story of a rabbinic field representative in Dallas, Texas, a Rav there, Rav Aryeh Rodin, where this principle is borne out, where once a non-religious person entered his synagogue and presented him with a very large check. And Rabbi Rodin, I've never seen this individual before. He asked him, why are you giving us this large check? Thank you very much for your benevolence, but why? And he said, I'll tell you why. I was just now in Israel. I was at the Kotel, and I saw a young man praying with such intensity. I'm not religious, but it had such a positive effect on me of how close this person was with the Almighty. And I decided when I come back to Dallas, I'm going to give a large donation to a religious institution. When this, after 120 years, when this person who is praying with such intensity comes to the heavenly tribunal, they will say, when they analyze his deeds, you get reward for the large, for the $10,000 check you gave to the synagogue in Dallas, Texas. And this person might be from Meir Shoram. He'd never even heard of Dallas. Dallas in Yiddish, in Hebrew, in Aramaic means poor. He said, what is this Dallas? I've never heard of this place. No, you gave. You know why it's considered that you gave? Because somebody gave a large check based on the intense prayer that he saw that you were davening at the Kotel, and therefore it's as if you gave that large check to the synagogue in Dallas, Texas. Ki'ilu asisem, concludes Mishnah Gimel, Hevi Zehirin Barishus, be careful with the government. She'eim ekarvan lo l'adam el tzar chatzman, they only get close to the person for their own reasons. Nirin ko'avim b'shas hanosan, they look like they're your best friends when they get something from you. You're supporting their campaign. You're giving them presents. You're giving them a financial contribution. And they don't stand with a person at the time of his troubles. When you come to them later and ask them to help you, they've forgotten everything that you have done for them. So be careful with the government. Don't reveal to them more than is necessary. Be on guard that they may take advantage. They'll look like your best friend, but they won't really come to protect you when you need it. The Medrash Shmuel tells us that Rav Gamliel here is explaining and elaborating and perhaps correcting the words of Shemaiah in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, where Shemaiah said, Eves HaMalacha, like work, Usneas Rabbanis, hate leadership, V'al Tisvada L'Rishus, and don't make yourself known to the government. So on each one of these rules, Rav Gamliel added something. And Rav Gamliel said, "Eves HaMalacha, yes, love work, but you know what? Yafa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. You have to have Derech Eretz with Torah together, not just the Malach itself. And what Shmaya said, Sneyas Rabbonis, you should hate the leadership. Rav Gamliel fixed that up and said, you don't have to hate it, but you have to do it, L'Shem Shemayim, as we learned at the beginning of this Mishnah. You oiskim imam L'Shem Shemayim. Don't do it for your own gratification, for your own benefit. Do it for the sake of heaven and for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And the final thing, when Shmaya said, Val tisvada l'rishus, don't make yourself known to the authorities. So Rav Gamliel says, no, there are many times where you have to let yourself be known to the authorities because you need their help. But I'm just telling you, be careful. Be heavy zehirin b'rishus. I'm not going to go so far as to say, al tisvada l'rishus, don't have anything to do with the government. Don't make yourself known to the government. But you have to have connections with the government, but be on the lookout, be careful. And that's why he said, heavy zehirin b'rishus, be careful with your relationship with the government.